Hello.
Dr. Hampton,
Yes.
this is Lena with Bank of Cardiff. Do you have a moment?
Yeah, just probably a pretty brief one, so go ahead. What do you
Yeah,
ask?
I worked on your documents and I wanted to know, you have a cabbage loan too. You mentioned three loans, and the cabbage which you pay $1,882.80, that's the fourth one, or it's one of the three?
No, that would have been the fourth one, but that should have been my last payment for cabbage.
Last payment, so you already paid it off?
Yeah, that one should be at zero now.
Okay, I got it. And the corporate solutions, which we could see on your bank statements, that's you consolidated something, or what is it?
Yeah, those are a few years ago I was injured and I wasn't able to keep up with my creditors at that time because I didn't have any income coming in. So I used them to help with some, I had some older equipment leases that I was paying off with them, and now I'm just paying off their remainder balance, not the actual accounts, but to corporate turnaround.
Okay, I got it. And the equipment you want to buy, it's computers. What will it do for your business briefly? It's like, how will it improve your business?
Oh, all of my computers are outdated and running extremely slowly, so
I see.
there's need of a pretty massive upgrade. Plus, I need to hire someone new, and I don't
I
have
see.
the computer to be able to bring them
Got it.
on and.
Okay. And the last thing we will need, I talk to my credit department, and if that's what any lender would ask, it has to be your credit has to be open for us to run. So if even if you can do it like for 2 days and let me know when you do that, that's okay, but
I
we
can't
will
give the
not look
code
in.
because it, I mean, that's a, like, I don't know how to
No, you
explain it
don't
to you
need
without,
to.
yeah, because
Yeah, we know what it
I
is. We understand very well what it is. But in these cases, you just call them and they, you call every agency and they just unfreeze it for the period of time you ask them to. So usually it's we ask for a week, but even 2 days will I, ask them if 2 days will be enough. They said yes.
And there's no way I can just give you the code and then you'll be able to access it just like normal. Because I mean, I literally get
Code.
hit with it. Yeah, there's a, with all
Let's
three,
try.
they gave me a.
If you will give me the code, I will try again. I will try to persuade them to do it with the code.
Well, question though, with the information that I already sent and my credit report,
Yeah.
if
What
were
I
they
can
able to
tell.
look at that and.
Yeah. Yes. We more likely again. It's all. Credit is important too, but we probably will be able to finance your equipment for 5 years, for up to 5 years. So equipment is the easier part. Your loans, you have pretty high balances, and I don't know if we will be able to consolidate them. We can get you probably some extra funds. We will definitely try. That they cannot tell me like that. They have it's a lot of other things which they have to look at. But to me, your balances are pretty high for paying them off. It's easier to get you an additional loan. But
Is it
again,
possible to
it
pay
might be.
one or two of them off? Because the
That
thing I
that's
don't
a
want to get in.
possibility too, because you see, usually it would be really hard, but in your case, it's possible that we might be able to pay off just some of them, not all three of them, and
And because
get you
too.
additional funds.
And because what is also important, other than the equipment is just lowering the amount that I'm paying out per month. So right now,
I understand you need longer term and lower rate. I understand that. I don't know how many of them we will be able to pay off. So equipment is not the thing which you would like to do right now.
No, I'm definitely interested in the equipment, but I also want to be able to relieve my monthly cash flow.
I understand that. The only thing I can tell you, we have more than 40 different programs. If anybody can help you with that, we will. I cannot present the full file for analysis yet without the credit report, which is a big part of this analysis.
And that I do understand, but the main thing that was important to me, especially since I'm trying to not only prevent further hacks, like just yesterday somebody filled out for a Sprint phone and a Zales card that they tried with my credit, but it was all frozen, so they couldn't. Like this happens daily.
I don't understand how people can, you know, nobody can do it without your signature, without your permission. But
no, you can do an application online. Yeah, absolutely, and get immediate approval.
If someone put application online for you, yes.
But that's still a big damage to your credit, because that's another inquiry. There's another account that starts, so all of that still.
No, it's not the account which starts. It's just showing that you're looking for a loan. It doesn't start the account. We cannot start the account for you without you signing the loan document.
Inquiries still hurt, though. Every inquiry, it comes down a few points. So
if it's too many, maybe, but inquiries are not hurting you as much as your loans right now. So,
ma'am, I had 150 inquiries on my account from people pulling it. So it hurt. I finally got it down to 20. So I'm pretty well versed in my credit and my credit history. So I know that it hurt severely to my credit. But anyways, I can certainly provide the codes and they can access it like normal. Mm-hmm. My only request is they look at it prior to with the documents that I already sent.
I will ask for it. I promise you. I will absolutely ask for the review without credit, and then for the review if they think that one of the loans can be paid at least.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I guess.
And
I will
start working on the equipment too. So you do want the equipment, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So it's clear for me, and so I just need the code from you, right?
Yeah, I'll be happy to give her the codes after they look at it, after they look at the copy that I sent, to see if my scores are even in the range that I would be viable, because I just don't want it pulled indiscriminately without looking at the information.
You know,
you
the copy have. Which you've sent, I don't know where you obtained it, but it's very confusing. It's really.
I got it from myfico.com.
From where?
Myfico.com. So it's my official FICO score.
No, it's not the official FICO score. This is just the official FICO score. The official report comes from three agencies, one of the three or all three of them, but not from anywhere else. That's the problem. Yeah, I know these people advertise that they give you the free report and all this, but those reports are very inaccurate.
Ma'am, I like I said, you're talking to someone who has done a lot of research and work on their credit, because they've been hit with a lot of credit fraud. So myfico.com is my official FICO scores. All of that is listed in that information. If you will just have them review that to make sure I'm even a candidate and my score is in the range before I give over the codes. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll talk to them again.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Sure.